A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Saturday, my friends, and welcome to Andy Goldstein's TalkSport Daily Podcast with me, Andy Goldstein. And, of course, it's been an emotional week after I did my last ever sports bar with the fun boy Jason Cundy on Monday.
I have to say, I love you.
After 14 years of broadcasting together, we've gone our separate ways. Well, not really, because we begin today's show with me on Drive Time, alongside the fun boy, Jason Cundy. Yep, reunited. Breaking news is the fact that Arsenal have agreed a £30 million deal with Man City to sign Zinchenko, which includes apparently about £2 million worth of add-ons as well. We'll take calls from City and Arsenal fans on this, obviously. What's your first impression of this? It's been sort of mulling over for some time now, but it's finally happened.
I think this is a great purchase for Arsenal. I'm quite surprised, actually, that Man City have let him go. I've always liked him. Technically, he's a really, really good footballer. The only thing I can think of is that for Ukraine, he plays higher up the pitch, more midfield.
Midfield, yeah. He's been playing left back at City, right?
Yeah, I just wonder whether he feels as though that he wants to play further higher up and Pep, he ain't going to get into that midfield at City.
He is far more than a utility player, which is what he's used at Manchester City. Yeah. The calibre of player in the midfield roles that he has to compete with, I'm sorry, but he isn't going to get a starting berth, is he? Unless there's major injuries.
He can't be the highest spenders in the transfer window last season. And I'm trying to find out now. They're very close, again. Comes with that now. There's going to be expectation. You know, and you're not spending that money to finish fifth again, are you? You're going to want better. But, you know, you do the maths. Six into four can't go.
This is what I find fascinating. Because you say six into four. It's not six into four. It's four into two.
Four into two. Yeah, it's four into two.
Isn't it? Because we all know that Liverpool, Man City are going to be one and two in whichever order.
It's probably four into two. You're absolutely right. I agree with that.
Which is even more nuts, isn't it? I mean, I admire the fact that these clubs are spending copious amounts of money.
Yeah, but everyone's trying to catch City and Liverpool. That's the job of these other teams, to try and catch City and Liverpool.
I think Man City, we did this yesterday, I think Man City are weaker right now. Season's not started yet, then we know it's not close. Right now, I think Man City are weaker. On now to Everton, and after selling one of their star players in the summer and losing 4-0 to Minnesota United in a friendly this week, the great and the good of TalkSport have been having their say on whether the Toffees could be in trouble next season. In a moment, you'll hear from Neil Warnock and former Everton striker Kevin Campbell on Breakfast, but first, here's the Toffees legend Andy Gray speaking to Matt LaFace and Crook, open brackets, in for White and Jordan, close brackets.
Frank's judgment as a recruitment officer, as getting recruits in and getting players in, will be judged in the next 3 or 4 months, I'm guessing. And his ability as a manager and a coach at this level is still under scrutiny. You know, he did a fine job at Derby, did really well, got Chelsea into the Champions League, but it didn't seem to work for them there. So, you know, he took a bit of a whack. So he's trying to rebuild his reputation at Everton. And yeah, I do think the responsibility lies squarely at the coach's door. Frank's known for a while now. He's been at Everton for a bit now. So he's had time to assess his players and say, right, I want to keep him, but I don't need him. So he's been able to do that, and he'll assess who he wants, and he should be able to know who he wants and who he doesn't. At the end of the day, this season, whatever they get in, whoever they get in, and whoever they don't get in, will lie squarely at Frank's door. But the one thing I don't like is that I don't like a manager of Everton, right, coming out 2 weeks before the season and publicly saying, we're in a relegation battle.
But listen, I used to have trained really hard in the morning, me, before we played pre-season games. It wasn't going to be the result. It was the fitness and building up. So that's done there. But I don't like listening to words that Frank's saying at the minute. I just think last year, I felt a bit sorry for him, if I'm honest. I didn't think it was a job for a young lad, for a young man. And he's done well, but he's not had many sort of disappointments in his career, and you've got to learn from them. And like you say, he's not had help with the squad. He hasn't got a big squad to lose his top scorer. But you've still got to organise your side and get a side, and you can't tell me that the side that he had out couldn't have done better. So he has to look at, listen, forget about the disappointment, and he's got to get on with his job now and think, right, I'll show him I can get a result with any team, anybody that's in the team. And look at his 1-11, it isn't bad. So, should he got more out of them, that 11 that started? You've got to be careful what you say publicly.
Yeah.
I think when as a young manager, you come out because you want to cover for yourself, you want to stick up for yourself. So when you say, they've got to show more fight, that should be in dressing room.
Of course it should.
That should be, Trev knows, that's got to be one-on-one, facing you, pointing your finger at them. And, you've got to dig them out in that dressing room.
Everton just don't have the consistency or the track record now to just put it aside as a pre-season, just put it down to pre-season. The fact of the matter is, Everton have struggled. They've spent a hell of a lot of money over the years gone by, and they don't really have anything to show. And you look at these type of games, and look, preseason, we've all been involved in it. Preseason, you can lose games, but sometimes it's the way you lose. The way Everton lost that game, was unforgivable, really. And I think Frank Lampard, I think he wants to give some of these players a chance, but I honestly think he's got to be going upstairs and say, listen, you need to get me some players. You need to get me some money so I could get some moves done. Dominic Calvert-Lewin last season was out for long stretches. Was there at the start and was really there at the finish. But for that big chunk in the middle, they really relied on Richarlison. Richarlison was a huge player. And now you take him out of that side.
Mm.
They are really depleted. I think they need two more forwards.
Now, more fallout on Jesse Lingard joining Nottingham Forest on a free transfer. In a minute, you'll hear from our man in Manchester, Mickey Gray, speaking to Matt Faison-Crook, brackets, in for White and Jordan, close brackets. But first is Alan Brazil and Trevor Sinclair on Breakfast discussing whether Lingard's huge pay packet could disrupt the dressing room.
Lingard on the edge of the penalty area, and it's another brilliant finish.
My worry is this going to wreck the dressing room? Listen, they shouldn't, because you should be happy what you're earning.
Yeah.
Your contract's your contract. But if, say, you're on, and please, I'm not being flippant here, I was going to say you're on 40 grand, been promoted with Forest, and someone comes in on 200, that can't be good for morale, surely.
Yeah, but I think you hit the nail on the head when you said you've got to be happy with your contract. You've negotiated your own contract. And when the next contract comes, maybe it'll be something that'll be in the back of your mind. So it might cause Forest a few problems if they manage to stay up this season.
Because I was happy with my contract, and then I hear McCoy's gets double. So I've got the hump as well.
Well, some people can. Listen, he's gone in there. It's a Premier League club. We've got a lot of history at Nottingham Forest. I think the manager's top draw, he'll be good with players. So that's another plus point why he's probably selected that. And he might want to live in the Northwest still. He can't do that if he plays for West Ham.
Mm.
So a lot of people are saying, oh, why is he gone? It might not just be the money. And it's a huge sum of money to be getting per week. Fair play to Jesse. He's put himself in a position where he's played well enough recently enough where there's interest from a few different Premier League clubs. He's been able to put them against each other a little bit, get the biggest bidder and go to Nottingham Forest.
Mickey can give us a player's perspective. We know he's the highest paid player in their history. Therefore, he's the highest paid player on their books at the moment. Is there a risk of upsetting the harmony in the dressing room?
There's definitely a risk.
Well, there isn't, because they've cleared half the dressing room, isn't it? And they've just given Brendan Johnson a new contract. Apart from that, it's pretty much a new first team.
Yeah, but the other players they've got coming in are not going to be earning anywhere near what Jesse Lingard
is. He's trying to change the narrative, but actually, first of all, let's concentrate on the fact that Jesse Lingard has made a decision because he wants to play football, hasn't he?
Well, I think he does. He's got to play regular football because he didn't really play a lot last season for Manchester United. Whatever contract being thrown at him, he's obviously accepted Nottingham Forest ahead of West Ham for that one-year deal. Does it jeopardise the World Cup for Jesse Lingard, depending on how Nottingham Forest do in the Premier League? It's down to him
But if he's playing every week at Nottingham Forest, then he's got a chance to showcase his talent.
If they're not performing, Sam, if they're not performing, then he is jeopardising getting back into that England squad, because he did get back into the squad when he was at West Ham. He was playing really well.
Well,
he looked as if he settled in absolutely brilliantly to that club. So it was a bit of a surprise that Nottingham Forest came in. But you have to look at the figures. I know it's only a year contract. And if the gap is 90 to 135, as a player, selfishly, you go to Nottingham Forest.
Back now to breakfast. Here's Neil Warnock discussing how modern football needs more personalities.
I used to get into trouble at times, but, you know...
just a bit.
But it was one of them things that I give it a little bit back as a techie. But at most clubs, I found that they like the banter. They love having a
go. Would you get into the opposition manager quite a lot?
No. I never really bothered with the managers. It was just the fans. I remember getting off the bus at Hillsborough.
Goes against that.
you know the Sheffield Derby. I said to the lads, we pulled up at Hillsborough one day, and I said to the lads, off you go, lads, leave me on the bus 5 minutes, and they all went off, and it's about a 45-yard walk up, up to the dressing room. So I said to the driver, "Right, are you ready, driver?" And I put my foot on the bottom step, head out the window, and I went, "Hi, everybody, thanks for coming today." And I walked up, and I always used to pick on a young lad with his dad. And he's put my arm round this young lad, and, "Sorry, son, you're going to be crying today, but don't you worry, there's always other days in the game." You know, and that's the type of banter I like. Yeah.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Now, yesterday was 20 years to the day since Rio Ferdinand signed for Man United from Leeds United for a British record transfer fee of £30 million. And that's exactly what Siobhan Ahern, Craig Mitch and former Liverpool winger Jermaine Pennant spoke about on kickoff last night.
He won 6 Premier League titles, 1 Champions League and 2 League Cups as well. Craig, do you have him as one of the best of all time in terms of centre-backs in the Prem?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I think he's number one. I've got to give him number one in my opinion. From the centre-backs I've seen play in the Premier League in my time, he had it all. You know, he was good with the ball at his feet, could read the game. I mean, he made 504 appearances in the Premier League. He had everything, you know. And a lot of people talk about centre-backs then and could they keep up with the pace of the game now. Some people talk about centre-backs now and could they be as good as the defenders were back then. I think Rio fits in both eras, you know, and I can't say that for a lot of defenders in the era now or back then. You know, there'd be things that work in their favour or go against them, but he'd slot in both.
What was he like to play against?
It wasn't easy. When you saw him coming across, if I'm down dribbling to the ball and I'm seeing I've got Rio, I'm already thinking, well, I know he's quick, so knocking it past is going to be difficult. Trying to get past him, because he reads the game so well, he will always show you one way to cut off, you know, trying to cut back on your stronger foot or go on your weaker foot. He cuts that off, so you're very limited. So So then you go, right, let me just turn back. Let me give it someone else.
Now, as you know, the Lionesses roared into the semi-finals of the Women's Euros earlier this week, and one player making a big impact from the bench in the tournament is Manchester United striker Alicia Russo. She's been speaking to former England forward and TalkSport presenter Leanne Sanderson.
Into the box, Russo is underneath it. Russo gets there with a header, and Alicia Russo scores for England, and it's seventh heaven for Serena Wiegmann.
Talk us through the feeling of being in your first major tournament for England and how that felt being picked.
The first people I phoned was my mum and dad. They'd kind of been on the journey with me ever since I started, so wanted to tell them the news first.
So what do you do within your downtime? What do you like to do?
Yeah, I like to play cards. I'm part of the cards crew. Gets quite competitive at times though, but yeah, like to play cards, like to play the basketball, chill out, watch TV, sit and have a coffee. There's a few big coffee drinkers on the team, so.
Back to Meade in the area, produces across, Russo with a header towards goal. That didn't take long before she's on the score sheet again.
Really interested to see Russo. She's had a fantastic season for Man United, and she is tall, athletic, strong, good in the air, so a different sort of proposition.
I want to talk to you a little bit about your time in America.
I went out there and had the best 3 years, like, not only on the pitch, loved playing for the team, loved learning, like, kind of the American style of football, but also grew a lot as a person, as a player. I had to grow up quite quickly because moving the other side of the world wasn't easy, but I did it with Lotta on the team, and it was great to have like a familiar face there.
Toom picking up the space, manages to get it into Russo. Lovely Cruyff Church. He's one-on-one with the goalkeeper. That's a beauty. Thunders it beyond the goalkeeper.
I'm Alessia Russo, and you're listening to the Women's Euros live on TalkSport.
Well, that's all we've got time for on the podcast. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I don't really care. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast out first in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
Boo, boo. You do that, didn't you? Boo.
Oh, do you know where that's from, the music?
Is it,
it's the end of show quiz. It's the end of show quiz. And now, live from Norwich. The rules are very simple. Juicer Joe is going to ask me and Jay one at a time to name a tune and the people that sung it. Yep. We get half a point for each. But we only get, here's the little twist, we only get a snippet of that tune. Like this.
I can name a tune.
Go on.
Muppets.
Do you want another one?
It's Bugs Bunny.
Let's find out. No, it's Muppet Show again.
Andy, you're going to go first.
Good.
Do you want to go? Do you want to start?
Yeah, well, I've got no choice. You just told me.
Yep. Can you tell me what this is?
Oh, wow. One more time, Ryan? I think I know. One more time. Is it the Muppet Show?
Imagine.
I don't know what that is.
It's,
do
you not,
know
what it is? Jason,
I, if
you
I
know?
Had another second on that, I'd
go
get
on,
that.
Give me another second.
Go on. If I had another second, if I had about 3.5 minutes, I might get that.
I don't think you will.
No.
Well, you just spoke over the last one more time, right?
I ain't got a clue what this is. It's amazing. I ain't got a clue what it is.
Hold on.
You will know it.
Down by the jam. Is it the Police, the Specials, the Doors?
It's not.
The Who?
Jason Cundy? No, no. It was The Cure with Boys, yes,
Boys
Don't Cry.
Don't Cry. Yeah, I wouldn't have got that. I've heard
Jason
it,
Cundy,
but I just don't know what it's called.
Over to you. Can you tell me what this is?
Down by the beach.
Oh, down by the beach.
I'm on the beach.
With my girl.
I know what that is.
Do it again?
Do it again?
Down by the beach. I'm going to go Specials.
No.
No, it's not.
Ghost Tech. No, I don't know. No,
it's the Police.
It is.
It is, yeah.
And it is.
Yeah, down the beach with my girlfriend. She didn't kiss.
Oh, Jay.
Girlfriends don't cry.
I can't stand losing you.
Girlfriends
don't
stand.
I can't stand losing.
It's called Roxanne.
Oh, yeah.
Half a point.
Safe the point there.
Currently half a point nil.
Go to the beach.
We spoke about that earlier, didn't we, Roxanne?
Yeah, we did.
Back
off
to
air,
you, Andy.
Off air, though.
Yeah, it was off air, yeah.
Yeah.
Can you tell me what
I'll
this
try,
is?
Joe. Yeah. Corner Gang Celebration.
It's half a point. Can you tell me it is Cool and the Gang?
By the beach. Oh! I'm going down by the beach. Sit down by the... Everybody go down the beach.
Murder.
Going to the beach. One more time, Ryan.
I'm singing down the beach.
Down to the beach. Everybody's going down to the beach.
No.
Go on, have a
go. Fresh. It's not fresh. It's amazing what that does to the brain.
Let's get a couple more quick ones.
We need to release Down by the Beach.
Down by the beach.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.